Today's daf in the second Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Beit. And now, continuing the deep connection between the Hadlakas HaNer and the entire involvement in the nature of the world, all of the three things we're going to be talking about end up having to do with the primary matzav of Adam and the relationship to a woman's responsibility. HaSholosh Averot Nashim Meitot B'Sha'at Leidatan. Now, obviously, part of the klola of the Gan Eden was the problem of Be'etzev Tildi Bani, which means that insanely, the act of giving birth and of providing the ultimate chesed and life in the world is connected with death, which is weird. This is true, of course, in terms of the das of Tuma, in that all of the elements of Tuma have to do with life and death and therefore with reproduction. And it means that there's a tremendous vulnerability to a woman at a time when she is delivering a baby. Because of that vulnerability, as we'll see in the Gemara, there are three things that have to do with her ability to survive childbirth. And the three issues that could lead her to die in childbirth is that she is not zira in the dinim of nida, she's not zira in the dinim of chala, and she's not zira in the dinim of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. Why is it specifically those things? Nida my taima. So first we take a piecemeal approach. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak. Hi kil kola b'chadrei bitna, l'fichach tilakeh b'chadrei bitna. Look, if she ruined things with her inside reproductive organs, so that should be what actually brings her down. Okay, that's fine. That's nida. I mean, what does that have to do with chalav Hadlakas Ner? So here we had a certain Gilila, you know, we don't want to say who the man from Galilee was, but a certain Ish Galila, he gave a drasha in front of Rav Chista, and he said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave you a revias of dam to sustain your life, al iskei dam yizharti etchem, and I gave you a mitzvah about how to deal with the life of, with the blood of Nidais. Reishis karati etchem. Aliske reishis izharti etchem. Yisrael is reishis, and chala is reishis. Nishama shenatati bechem is called a ner. We're back again to the original understanding. Aliske ner izharti etchem. Im etigatem ikaimim otam mutav. Im lav arini notil nishmatchem. So if you're going to be careful about my light, I'm careful about yours. And why does it come at a time of childbirth that they should die dafka in childbirth? Omar Rava, well, you know what people say. When the ox collapses, that's when to get the knife sharp, because it's going to be a very difficult to do a shechita on this big, big, gigantic ox who's very hard to get him down to the ground to do a shechita. But if he fell, now's the best time, get him. In other words, a moment of vulnerability is a time in which Midas Adin will strike. Abaya Omer is another saying that I think makes sense over here, and that is Tafish Terus Amta. Go ahead. Let the maid do all of her mistakes. But Bechad Mechatra Lahavi, when it's time, we'll get them all with one big smash. Rav Chista says is another thing that people say. When you see a drunk, you don't have to get him to sit down. He'll fall himself, believe me. Shafke L'Ravya, Deminav She'nafya. So over here, she's anyway in a position of danger. You don't have to do anything. She's got to save herself from that danger. Mar Ukva says, another saying over here, and that is a crippled shepherd, Raya Chigra, and running goats makes for a bad combination because he can't do anything about those running goats. So you'll say, so why is he a shepherd? Because the end result is, Abav Chutra Mile Vabedare Chushbana. When it comes, they're coming back to the pen, they need to eat, or they're at the gate to the corral where we bring them in. There'll be plenty of time to get them. Oh boy. Rav Papa Omar, there's another saying, and it's like this. Abav Chanvata Nefishi Achi Murachmi. The guy who just opened up his big Walmart store, you know, and he's got all the money in the world. It's amazing how many friends this guy has. Everybody knows him, you know. Oh, yeah, I'm the best friend of so-and-so. But when he goes bankrupt, above Bizyone, you can't find anybody. Lo Ache, lo Merachme, there's nobody who's ready to give him a loan. Nobody's ready to say a kind word. So that's Ben Franklin's A Friend in Need is a Friend Indeed. Okay, so this is women. Gavri Hechem, if they gave, what would be a vulnerability that could bring Midas Adin to strike a person? Omer Esh Lakish B'Shash Ovri Malagasher. In those days, the bridges were basically these affairs made out of loose boards and so on. That's a great time to fall into the water. What do you mean? I mean, that's the time, Gesher V'Tulo? No, he means something like that. In other words, doing something that, yeah, it looks like it's okay, you know, like these guys that they take the pictures and the selfie at the rock that's been there for 3,000 years and all of a sudden the rock falls and it's the end of this. Those are the best selfies. But anyway, so, you know, what's going to happen? So that's Kain Gesher. That's the thing. Rav actually would never get onto a ferry boat where they had an Oved Avodah Zarah because he said maybe this will be the moment that Min HaShamayim, this guy is going to get chopped. And I'll be in the boat, then I'm going to need to have some kind of big schus to be saved. Shmuel, on the other hand, would never go on El Al because it was all full of Jews. And he refused to go on a boat that's full of Jews. He needed to have goyim there because his shita was that the satan never gets two umas at the same time, you know. But you certainly don't want to be alone. Rabbi Yanai would first check out the bridge or would first check out the boat. And then he would go on it, but he would never do it without making sure that it's safe. Rabbi Yanai is going with Shitasa, because Rabbi Yanai says, don't do dangerous things. And I'd say, okay, I'm Boteach, Bakarish Baruch Hu, you know, Ein Balanes, Makir Beniso, everything will be okay. And because, first of all, maybe Eino Simlo Nes, I mean, why? Maybe he won't have the Nes. And if they do, and he never even notices it, it still costs, because menakin lo mischuyotav, it's going to come out of the pool of all of his schuyot. That we see Reb Chanan said from the famous mimer of Yaakov Avinu. Katonti mikol ha-chasadimu mikol ha-emet shasita avdecha. So katonti means I became less, meaning I used up my zichuyot. Reb Zera would be careful not to walk between trees of the big, he had a lot of tall palm trees when there was a big wind. I mean, come on, man, you know, it blows all the time. Yeah, but you never know, one of these trees might fall down on my head. He wouldn't go out between them. Rabbi Yitzchak Bereda, Rabbi Yehuda pointed out, a person, this is very Nogea, our times, a person should always be Mavakish Rachamim, that he should not become sick. Because if he does become sick, then it's a whole different ballgame. Because then in the Shamayim, they say, okay, show us why you should be saved. That's a whole different thing. Havei Zchut V'Yipater. Omar Marukva, you could see this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that you should, here it's talking about making a ma'akeh and making sure there's a ma'akeh on your roof, because if not, ki yipol anofel mimenu, somebody could fall off, but he is yipol anofel. So once somebody fell, mimenu, now it's up to him, lavi raya, let him bring a proof that he's worthwhile saving to live. Tona devei Rabbi Shmuel, ki yipol anofel mimenu means this guy is basically, even before he fell, he is called a faller, because it's ki yipol anofel. So what is that supposed to mean? What it's showing you is that ra'ui zelikpo misheshet yimei bereshit. Obviously, it is not the fact that you did not make a makef for your roof that made this guy die. He was meant to be a nofel. So then I understand. So then why are we blaming the guy for not making the makef? This guy is called a nofel. Sharei lo nafal, he hasn't fallen yet. And the pasuk is saying he's the nofel. But what it shows you is that the broader interrelationship of things is that megalgal ischut ayadei zakai v'chova ayadei chayav. So you, who are a decent person, should not be the agency of this guy's falling. A person who doesn't care and who is not going to make a ma'akeh for his goof. So because of that, it's as if he was the one that was gorim the nefila to this person. Tana rabbana. A guy who is sick. Now, we talked about this, remember, at the beginning, that David HaMelech was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's a gzera that Ben Adam is never told the time of his death. And I mentioned to you that there were shitas that learned from here in Tshuves, the recent Tshuves, I mean, not that recent, but it was in the past century, that it's usher for a doctor to tell a patient that he is dying. But then, of course, you have the Gemara that says that somebody who is no telamut, everybody around him should say, listen, you should say vidui. Now, isn't that telling him that he's going to die? So we tell the person, look, you know, you're in a bad shape, you might die. And since the halacha is kol amit amumatim are mitvadim, so you have to make sure that you're mitvada before you die. So you should have a kapora in your death. And basically, you should always be aware of your vulnerability. A guy goes outside to the shuk. It should be as if the cops got you and dragged you into jail because that virus might be hiding right there in that bottle of milk that you're touching. Watch out. So don't go to the shuk unless you're ready to deal with the dangers. And you have even a little bit of a headache. Oh, my God. Chosh barosho, that's it. I'm dead. Yehidome beinav kemishin natnu bekolar. It should be like they already put you in the chains in the jail. You fall into your bed and collapse into your bed. Alala mitav enafal. Oh, man, it's as if they've dragged you up and put the noose around your neck. Kemisha alu legardom lidon. Over there, kolo legardom lidon. You got up to the scaffold. If you've got very good lawyers, you might get out of it. But if not, you're dead. You need the best lawyers. What are the lawyers? Eloim praklitin shel adam, teshuvah, and ma'asim tovim are the only lawyers that you can have. I mean, it's better than a lawyer here is the British word advocate, because an advocate would come and would actually advocate for your being saved with things that he could present. V'afilu 999 melamdim alav chovah. You could have 1,000 halachim. 999 are saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this guy stinks. V'achad melamed alav zechut, and you have one maisa tov that has created a malach that is advocating in your favor. You could be saved just by that. Shenemar im yesh alav malach melitz echad minei olef. Lagid l'adam yoshro. There's something about this person that is good. V'echoneneno v'ayomer p'da'eo miredet shachat. Save him. And he was matzah kofer. There's also another sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, it doesn't mean only one out of 1,000. It means even of that single malach who was himself one out of 1,000, there's only one out of 1,000 parts that he can find that are decent about this guy. So afilu chamiot v'tisha v'tisha ba'oto malachar l'chova v'achad l'zachut. Also nitzol. Shenemar melitz echad minei elef. So the lashon over here is one out of 1,000 and one out of 1,000 of the hamlatzot, which means it's a one out of 1,000,000. Tana rabbanan al shalosh averos noshim metod yoldot. So that brayta is like the Mishnah in birth. Rabbi Elazar omer nashim metod yiladot, that women can die before their time, but not. Doesn't mean specifically b'shas leida. Rabbi Acha Omer, women can die young, but that's because they're mechalo Shabbos without really meaning to. But b'avon shemechab sotzo ad b'neim b'shabbat, they wash diapers on Shabbos, basically. You know, they think they're just washing off a little bit of tzoah from the diaper, but they're over on libun. V'yesh omrim al shekorin la'aron ha'kodesh arna. It's this familiarity and low-classedness of referring to the Oren in the Beit HaKnesset. The Arayin, the chest, Arna. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, Ba'avon Shnei Dvorim Amei Aratzot Metim. The things that people are not even aware of. Al Shekorin La'Arna Kodesh Arna, Ve'al Shekorin La'Beit HaKnesset Beit Am. To them, the Beit HaKnesset is basically a social place. So it's the Beit Am, you know, the hall. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Bitkei Mita Nivru Bisha. There are three things that would check out to see whether now that there's this vulnerability, and this is like the Mishnah, yeah, community center kind of thing. So this is something that will look over, be bedek, will inspect, so to speak, for these averas, and that is the way that we were learning until now. So that it would be bitke misa. And others say, no, it's not bitke misa, it's divke mita. So that would mean something that brings a person down before his time. And that would be like Yoldot, Chodek Rabbi Elazar, the Chodek Rabbanan. So one is talking about if it's before your time. So then it means that they are not Bedek you, they are Dovek you, they pull you down. But if it's only at a time in which you need a Bedika, so then they're Bodek you, not Dovek you. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer. You know, the fact is that we're talking about the way that people are deeply responsible. But because of that deep responsibility for themselves, they also are given the responsibility for the most chobur things in their own life. Look, there's dinim about hegdash, right? There's dinim about trumas. There's dinim about maisros. These are very, very big issues. Einein gufei Torah. Who are the people that the Torah trusts about these things? Somebody's going to bring a korban. Somebody is making something truma, making something maiser, and so on. The Torah gave it over to Ami Aretz. It's people who know nothing. And that means that they can be responsible for the most chomor of things. So it works in both directions. Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Ba'avon Nedarim, once we're talking about various averas that bring about a destruction of a person's life, they're not even thinking about it. So somebody makes a neder to give money for something, and he can lose his wife if he doesn't pay. Shenemar Imen Lecha L'Shalem, look, if you don't have what to pay with, Lama Yikach Mishkafcha Mitachtecha, why take that which you sleep with from underneath you? This is Mishle. So we're talking about not, the pashas obviously is, why should the bank come and take away your furniture? But this, the deeper thing is your neder. Why did you make a neder? Rebbe Omer Bavon Nedarim, Banim Metim Kishem Ketanim. A person's children can die when they're young. Shenemar Al Titein Et Picha Lachati Et Bisarecha. Do not allow your stupid mouth to cause your very busard to sin, meaning to make Nedarim. And then when the Malach comes to collect, you'll say, oh, I didn't really mean it. Al Tomar Lifnei HaMalach Kishkagahi. Why do you need to get into something where you're going to get Hashem angry at your voice? V'chibel et ma'asei yadecha, destroy everything that you've built with your own hands. What is that referring to? What are the ma'asei yadayim of an adam? Avayomer banavu benotav, shel adam is most profound and intimate achievement in life. Tana rabbanan, ba'avon nedarim banim meitim. So says Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi omer ba'avon bitul Torah. A parent who is Mevatel Torah, is basically the Morasha Kilat Yaakov. So he loses his own Morasha, that which is being Morish too. So Bishlam Alamandi Amr Ba'avon Nedarim, that makes sense from the Pasuk that we said before from Kohelet. Lama Yiksof, Alamandi Amr Ba'avon Bitul Torah. Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that it has to do, Bitul Torah can lead Chas V'Chalila to the loss of children? Dichtiv Lashav Hiket. Musar lo lakachu. Do you think that I destroyed your children for nothing? It's because you never looked at Musar, which is what the Torah is supposed to set you straight. Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, that actually this could be the way the Tanakhama is learning, because Lamandi Omer Bavon Nedarim, he could learn it from here also, but from a different understanding of Lashav, meaning Lashav hiket et b'nechem. Al iske shav, because of a shvua that didn't mean anything to you. So because of that, it's hiketi et b'nechem. So basically the pasuk works in both directions. Now, what about the contradiction? Michte. I thought Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rebbe. That's the last I understood it. We just call Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Rebbe. So how does Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi say two completely different things? Rebbe said before that Bavon Nedarim. And then Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which I thought was Rebbe, says Bavon Bitul Torah. So which one was it? Oh, the truth is, Rebbe changed his mind. And he, after he heard from Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon, that it was Bavon, the Nedarim, before he used to think that it was Bavon Mutzar Lo Lakachu. Then he understood that the correct way to learn it is Ba'avon Nedarim. The question of Avon Nedarim versus Avon Bitul Torah. And basically, we're getting to a understanding here of the way we spoke about the human condition, its connection to the Ner, and the idea that it's expressive of a particular place in the world, the interrelationship that a human being has to the Mitzvah HaTorah and to the Asiyah B'Olam HaZeh. Has everything to do with the nature of his life and with the hashpah, the mala, at least if we're zocher to a matzav of ha'aras ponim, where there is a hanhoga milamala that actually responds to our hanhoga, and it can be seen. So we spoke about the avain of Bitul Torah and the avain of the nedarim. So pligi bar ruchia bar abba v'rabbi Yosi, chad omer v'avon mezuzah, v'chad omer v'avon bitul Torah. Because after all, it says, So that means if you don't do this, you won't have Ribui B'nechem V'yimei B'nechem. What is that referring to? Is it referring to the pasuk immediately before, Chtavtam HaMezuzot Beitecha U'Vishorecha? Or is it referring to the V'limatem Otam Et B'nechem L'daber Bam, and therefore would be referring to Bitul Torah? So the question is, does it refer L'fanei Fanav or L'fanav? So Liman Diom Rabbi Avon Mezuzah Mikra Nidrish Lifanav Velo Lifnei Fanav. According to him, we only look at the pasuk immediately before Laman Yerbu. Laman Diom Rabbi Avon Bitul Torah. The pasuk is Nidrash Lifanav Velo Lifnei Fanav. Pligi Bar Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, it's an older machlokas. One talks about between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda the Avon Mezuzah, which is a reference to Taftama Mezuzot Beitecha Laman Yerbu Yemechem. Which is really strange. So Bishlam Laman Diom Rabavon Mezuzah, I understand. It says, Uchtaftama Mezuzot Betecha, which is immediately followed by Laman Yerbuyemechem Yimevinechem. But how the heck does Tzitzit have to do with it? I mean, we put Tzitzit together with this right afterwards, but I mean, they're not together in the Torah. We just put that together for Kriyat Shema. So what an interesting coincidence. Am I time up? Omer of Kanavi, Tema Shila Mori, Dichtiv. Excuse me. Gam b'knafecha nimtzu dam nifashot evyonim nikiim. So what does it say over here? In the corners of your begotim, we can find the innocent blood of these pure and poor neshamas. So what that means, in other words, since you didn't do the mitzvah about the corners of your begotim, so these innocents, these children, lose their life. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak amar, actually, that pasuk is also merames to the other mandiyomer who says that it's a problem of mezuzah, because it says after that, lo b'machteret mitzatim. I didn't find them in a machteret. A machteret is a place where you do not have it's a tunnel. You don't have a normal door to go into a terrorist tunnel. So over there, you wouldn't have a mezuzah. So how come I didn't find mezuzahs on your doors? You weren't like terrorists' tunnels. You had fancy homes. And yet, asup tachim kemachteret, omresh lokish. Kol azayir betzitzit, zocheu mishamshim bo shnei alafim v'shmon miyot avodim. Somebody who is careful about tzitzit is zocheu latid lavo to 2,800 people who are mishamishim. Shenema koma Hashem tzvakot beyamim ahim asher yachziko asara nashim mikol shonot agoyim v'chziko beknaf ish yudi lemor nelcha imachem. The days will come when the value of being close to a Ben Yisrael, who it would be a source for all of the umot olam, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to truth, to light, and the opposite of the society that they have, they're dying to get out. So you have 10 people representing each one of the Lashonot HaGoyim, which are Shivim Lashonot, which equals 700 people. And those 700 people will hang on to the guy's tzitzis and say, no, please, let us come with you, Nil Chayim Achem. Now, 4 kinafot times 700 is 2,800. Tani Rebbe Nechemia Omer Bavon Sinat Chinam Meriva Rabba Mitoch Beto Shel Adam Vishto Mapelet Nefalim Ubanav Uvnotov Shel Adam Meitim Kishayim Ktanim. The fact that somebody is full of hate means that all of the things that generally bring love, he loses. So he has a household full of hate, and the things that he would love, the little babies that would be brought into his home, his children, all of that is taken from him. Mida keneged mida. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yirah, Omer Bavon Chala, Ein Bracha B'Mechunas, U'Meira Mishtalachat B'Sha'arim, V'Zor'im Zera'im V'Acharim Ochlim Otam. So because of the fact that people do not take off challah, they end up losing the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives normally. And there's no bracha on the mechunas, meaning things that were stored. And there's a curse in the sha'arim. The sha'arim refer to the marketplace prices. So obviously, if there's no bracha in the mechunas, prices start going up. There's not enough for the market. People are zorei azrayim. Other people eat them. Shenemar afaniya sezot vivkadeti aleichem behala, which we darshan not as behala but bichala, because of the fact that you weren't careful with chala. Et hashachefet vekechadachat mechalotenayim umidivot nafesh uzratam lorigzar achem vaachalua oivechem altikri behala ela bichala. So we therefore, we because of the fact that Behala, because of the challah, you will end up putting in your zra'im in the ground and nothing will grow. And it says, v'ifkadati. Ifkadati, says Rashi, means lo nifkad mimenu, which means nobody was taken away. So I'll take away what's already there, which is the mechunas, is also lost. And if you do give challah, then mitborchim, shenemar v'reshit arisotechem, titnu lakohen, lehaniach bracha, el betecha. So you see that there's a bracha that comes from giving the challah. Okay, then we had the brisa. We're still in the middle of this brisa, the various avonot. Shamayim netzarim lorit talu matar, because people aren't taking off trumas and maizras. So because of that, there's not enough rain, and therefore prices skyrocket. Ayoker hove, hasachar avat, people don't make any money. V'nei adam rotzin achar panasatam, and people start doing all kinds of crazy, taking two jobs and trying to hold down a third, and ein magim, they can never get enough parnasa. Shenemar tzia gam chom yigzelu meimei shelek. The tzivoy, tzia, we're dashing the tzivoy of the yimei chom, which is the time in which you get all of the new produce, they steal the water that comes from the snows during the winter, sheol chato, because they are at the bottom, there is an avera that is there. Where do we see this from the pasuk? It's Bishvil, says Tanur Rebbe Yisrael. Bishvil, because of the things that are mitzava in the chom, tzia, chom, the lo asitim, you didn't do those things, they will be gezel. And on the other end, imnotnim, then mitborchim, shenemar avio et kol ha-ma'asar, bring all the ma'aser, el beit ha-otzar v'yaterev b'veiti, there should be plenty of food for the kayanim, who are working in the Beis Hamikdash and the Levim, ubechanunin abezot amar Hashem tzvakotim lo eftach lechem et arubot hashamayim varikoti lechem bracha ad belidai. There's no limit to this bracha. What do you mean belidai? There's no belidai. Omer Rami Baruch Omer Amar Rav. What that means? Ad beli meaning bole ad sheivlusiv totechem ilomar dai. That the bracha is actually the fact that that you yourselves will be on such a darga of hidah that your lips will wear out from saying die. Of course, this is very Negev Pesach. And Dayenu, okay, Gavi, I got the message. I got the message. I hear you. I hear you. Of saying die. Because people steal, then they have locusts to eat up all of their food. Hara'av hoveh, because of that, there's obviously not enough food to eat. B'nei adam ochlim b'sar b'neihem uvenotehem. People who are starving will eat their children. Sh'namar shimu adavar hazeh parot ha-basharim, fat cows of the Bashan asher b'har shomron. You stuck up people in har shomron, ha-oshkot dalim, ha-rotzitzot avyonim, is first the very rich people. And basically, they do nothing for the poor. And ultimately, they take advantage of everyone else, and they oppress everyone. Omar Rava, yeah, I live in L.A. It's exactly what we're referring to. It's like those women in Mechuzah, the fat cows, sure enough. What do they do all day long? They sit around eating. Do they ever work, bring in any money? No, they do nothing. And so because of that, this is the source, says Rashi. It's a very beautiful, says Rashi, that's the source of all the gezela. Because these women are talking to their husbands. How am I going to go outside without a new car? What are you, crazy? The poor guy can't afford the new car. So what is he doing? He embezzles all the money. Like all of the cases that you have, they all come from this kind of stuff. Family pressures. I can't, you remember the full Monty. You can't tell your wife you lost your job. So what are you going to do? So you steal. Okay, so this is exactly what the pasuk is referring to.